Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Warren.
Greg Warren. Welcome to
What's up, buddy?
Someone
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good, dude. Someone we know and love. This is the highest compliment that we can ever give to a comedian is when we are not around that comedian, but we start doing one of that comedian's bits.
That's awesome.
Your classic bit, and it's making me excited for your new special, which is out on Amazon, which we will talk about later today. But your bit about the guy, the cab driver who tried to get you to go to the Viking.
You ever been to the happy hour down there at the Viking?
No, we've never been. I
Why the hell not? You guys are from St. Louis. Hell, there's two of you. Yeah. Well, one of you been to the Viking?
No, we just don't like to pay a lot of money for these drinks.
What's that? If you've never been to a happy hour before, you don't even know what a happy hour is.
Well, I just think the drinks are going to be really expensive. And
that's the dollar you call it's 50 cent drafts.
Well, I'm sure
you can't afford not to go down.
But we like to see attractive waitresses wearing skimpy clothes.
They got frauds wearing referees' jerseys, skin tight. Hell, right now, these frauds are wearing referees' masks. All right.
The question is, I like to see a game, and I know there's no sports on, and I'm just assuming there's
what
only
do you
one
know,
small...
They got 57 flat screens playing Korean baseball in there right now.
But if
they
I
got
go,
seven in the jar.
Well, I was going to say, if I go to the bathroom, I want to keep watching.
I don't want to miss the play.
Seven in the jar in there. I watched six innings there. I didn't have to take a leak.
The TVs were so good.
In the bathroom.
You have great access right above the urinals. All right.
It's the best place to watch in a joint, if you ask me. I mean, you know, there's no broads in there, so that's a drawback. Yeah. They'll let you bring your mini chicken tacos and
into the bathroom.
If you want, ain't got no. Yeah, Marty ain't got no problem.
Glad Marty's okay with it. Oh my God.
So aside from loving your comedy and also loving the fact that you, like us, brought like a St. Louis brand of comedy to New York and LA, like you took St. Louis with you as a comedian and took it to a coast, which is very much what we did.
But so, it's also rooted in the very dumb people that we all grew up with in St. Louis. I mean, you know what I mean? There is this sort of Midwestern.
There's a St. Louis dumb that is unreal.
And
Dan knows it.
I know it.
Dan knows it being from Rochelle, Illinois, but it's just, there's something actually sweet about it. I do find that in all of your comedy is that there is a true, you're never like mean about it. There's such a love of these people that you show how ridiculous they are, but in a way that says, I love how ridiculous they are.
I think so. Thanks for saying that. I mean, I think, and it's just a lot of those people are right on the, not country, but sort of just right on the outskirts of St. Louis or some of my favorite St. Louis. Man, but I was listening. I listened to the episode with Jessica Curson and I'm just terrified. You guys are going to say one of these stories and I'll be like, yeah, I think I did that. There was one guy in the last one. I'm like, man, I have a horrible guilty conscience. So I'm like, I didn't do that, but
there's some stuff that I've done.
Well, find out.
Hey, if it inspires you to tell us of a story that you've done, we're in for that. All right, let's jump in away.
Here we
go.
This was sent in by Carlene McDermott. I love that she sends stuff in at Carlene, Carleen.
Thanks, Carlene.
A traveler. This comes by way of, I should say, UK Yahoo News.
Okay.
All right. A traveler has hit out at disgusting and discriminatory treatment from KFC.
What?
After he was refused service at a drive-through because he was riding a horse and cart.
So he went old school.
He went way old school. He's literally.
Like, how drunk do you have to be to take a horse through the KFC?
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on, Cinnamon.
Get up.
Come on, Cinnamon. We're going
to take my horse to the KFC.
Don't do that to people. I was hoping you'd go the other way. I'm in love with a Cinnamon girl. She's my horse, and we're getting chicken. She's my Cinnamon girl.
Like, Muffin likes the bowl. Can we get a couple of those bowls?
And then he turns to the horse. He's like, you want a bowl, right?
How many wedges you want? We're getting wedges. They don't have French fries, Cinnamon. They have wedges.
I just love that, like, every so often, KFC, like, McDonald's, like, yeah, we got salads. We got cleans. We got this stuff. KFC, every once in a while, will be like, look, let's not sugarcoat what we're doing right here. Mm-mm. We're going to put cheese in between,
it's just chicken skin and cheese. That's all it is.
The bun is chicken. We're just gonna put chicken on either side, and that's what's the bun. And then we don't even give.
They probably
shit.
Like there has to be a place for people who don't want to lie to themselves,
right?
Oh yeah, there was a time like sort of in the low carb craze that KFC sort of fell into it for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people were very misinformed. It's like, no, just as much fat and whatever you want. And KFC is like, we've been telling you all along. I mean, you know, the Colonel knows health food. I don't know what you guys are. We've been telling you all along. This is good food.
the guys at KFC corporate who are trying to spin it. Yeah. We don't even have bread. It's just chicken patties. Are the bun.
KFC's
man.
Been a hero on this show before. Remember, they were sponsoring people's weddings. They were like giving away like a KFC-themed wedding. So I have a hard time believing that they weren't nice to this guy. So, but also, if you're on a horse and cart, there's rules that you think don't apply to you.
Yes.
So you can't be mad when you find out some rules do apply.
Well, you definitely don't think you can get. You definitely don't think you can get a DUI
because
you're like, hey, I'm not operating him. He's operating on his own. If he's drunk, then I'm, so there's that.
Cinnamon, you drunk?
Tessa, I don't care if you want to test my horse. Test my horse.
Yeah, she knows the alphabet. She'll do the alphabet backwards. But it's, you know what is so.
Okay, that's four. That's four.
She got it. She got it. She got it. She knows. That's a D. All right. So, no, but the other thing is, and I'm going to say this, and Dan is going to respond with @Sklar Brothers, but I'm going to tell you, if you think you can take a horse and a cart to a drive-thru, you're literally putting the cart before the horse. You can lead a horse to KFC, but you can't make it eat a bowl.
Right.
Hey, and now, if that horse was going through a KFC in St. Louis, what would you call it?
A horse. There's three horses over there at the KFC. Two of them are the Clydesdales from the Bush show that they come out of the stadium.
Like, I think they escaped from Grant's farm.
Like, two drunk people in the parking lot will see the horse come through, and even though it's not a Clydesdale, they'll be like, here comes the king, here comes the king of the one.
No, Tony, this isn't a thing. It's escape. It's scared. No, now this isn't a ball game. It's not opening day.
Give the kids a ride around the parking lot.
When he comes around, get us some peanuts. Yeah. No, this is not a ball game.
You can also use horse. I remember they describe really good linemen. In high school football, Lindbergh, they got a couple of horses on the line.
Guy's as strong as a horse. I could eat a horse right now. So hungry.
Ian Bell queued up at a branch of the fast food chain in Carlisle, Cumbria, but was told he wouldn't be allowed to order because he was on a cart pulled by his 7-year-old Irish cob, John. He said, I had queued up behind some cars and was about to order a bargain bucket when all of a sudden this manager came out and said, you're not allowed through. To which I'm sure he was like, the hell.
Yeah, right.
Bell isn't the only one who has been craving fast food. The queues spotted at chains across the country when they reopened as part of easing of lockdown restrictions were very full. He said, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I've done nothing wrong. John was behaving himself. He was as quiet as a lamb, as though they were coming out saying the horse is too loud.
No, they're not saying the horse is too loud.
He's a very well-behaved horse. Can you imagine if you are like, let's say hopefully you're the designated driver, okay? Mm-hmm. But everyone in your car is drunk.
That is
the... And you pull into a KFC and there's a fucking horse in front of or behind you.
Oh my God. I know. Let me talk to him.
So you're like already annoyed with all these people.
I'm going to get out and talk to him.
Do not get out of the car.
I'm going to get up and talk
Stay
to him.
In the car.
Brush. I want to brush him. I love horses.
I think it's real. Of course it's real. We're in a drive.
It's real?
Is it? I think that's a real horse.
It is real.
The man is animatronic, though.
I'm getting on the horse.
Don't do it.
I'm going to sit on top of that horse.
he's right. He's going to kick you.
You're going to spook him.
I don't care.
I'm not even riding a horse.
We already mentioned this place because they came in. They're like, you don't want them? We'll take them. In the end, Ian Bell had to go to McDonald's for a Big Mac. No one there batted an eyelid.
Of course. That tells you everything. Now, the horse probably smells his brothers. They're inside of the Big Macs.
Yeah.
Ian says, they didn't say anything to me at all. They just served me my food. McDonald's is like, whatever. They don't care. Come on. Whatever. We don't care.
So, you guys, you don't have a problem with my horse?
No. Come on in, man.
Okay. The other place, I mean, I had a problem with my horse.
That's fine. Just come on
down. Acting like you've been seen several horses today or something.
You're the sixth horse we've served. Man. Greg, I don't know if you remember in Creve Coeur in St. Louis, we did this bit in our act about how there was a McDonald's on Olive by Craig Road. There was a McDonald's across from the Ace Hardware, the Central Hardware. And that McDonald's on the wall had the story of Creve Coeur on the wall, which was like the story of how a white guy fell in love with a Native American woman. Theirs was a love that couldn't happen, and he realized
she jumped off that thing.
Jumped off the cliff,
park, right?
Yeah, jumped off the cliff, or like the cliffs of St. Louis. What did she get, like a high ankle sprain? There's no cliffs in St. Louis. It's flat. So jumped off the cliff, and then he jumped off the cliff, and he killed himself too. And we're like, what an uplifting story. Hey, kids, after you read about that double suicide, why don't you come on over and have a double hamburger? Like, are you kidding me? That's inside of a McDonald's?
I didn't know this, man.
How is that fun? That was on the wall.
I agree.
The whole thing was written
I went walking in Creve Coeur Park yesterday, and they got like they got a whole like kind of a waterfall shrine thing to that Native American one.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
It's very sad. It's pretty.
It's beautiful.
Nice. Beautiful.
We're going to take a quick break. We come right back. We will dig into the end of this, also play a fun little game. We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Greg Warren, first of all, great follow on Twitter. Please let everyone know what your Twitter handle and Instagram handles are.
Well, thanks. It's at Greg Warren, and the Instagram, I think, is at G-Rock Warren.
At G-Rock Warren. Follow him. Yeah. But let's talk about the special. It's up on Amazon Prime right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So tell people about it. Where'd you shoot it, and how'd you get it up on there? And I want everyone to watch it.
So it's thank you, by the way. Hey, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Before we get to that, I listened to some of the episodes, and Dan plays maybe the best drunk guy that I've ever. I mean, because it's so hard to play drunk because everybody sort of overdoes it a little bit, man.
Thanks,
and you
buddy.
Undercut it just the right amount where it is. Yeah, it's something I always panic when it's like, oh, I have to play a drunk person.
It's so hard
in this bit of my
you have
yeah,
to be
really
confident and unsure of yourself. You need to like you need to like be defiant while also seeking approval.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's
really good, man.
Thanks,
it's really, really good.
So good. So good.
So the special is called Where the Field Corn Grows.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And it happens. I was in Iowa a while back, and there was, I was doing a show, and there's all these farmers, and I don't know anything about farming. I mean, both of us we grew up within 30 minutes of a million farms.
Yes.
But, we all. So I, um, I asked this farmer, what do you grow? And he, what do you farm? And he said, beans. And I said, like green beans. And they all start laughing at me like I'm the dumbest. Right. He thinks we go green beans. And that's a good one there, green beans. Green, don't this beat all this fella. It, you know,
you're
it
like, I just asked you one question. I don't know.
It was soybeans. Green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. Exactly. Like, I didn't say jelly beans. I said
soybeans. You didn't say blue jeans. You said green beans.
Mexican jumping. Yeah. I started telling that story, and I just little by little started doing, you know, talking a lot about farming and what I didn't know about farming. And I visited a bunch of farms, and it's not all about farming, but it's the central theme of my lack of knowledge of farming. Great. And I shot it, you guys will know, in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Yeah, very
familiar. Which is, just about 45 minutes from St. Louis, and it's adjacent, it's farm adjacent. Right. So
I've been to that St. Louis Bread Company so many times in Edwardsville.
Really?
In Edwardsville. Yeah. Gosh,
so you
it's
went
pretty
to
impressive that you know that it's not Panera. Too.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm familiar.
He knows. Yeah. Bread Company.
There's a bunch of farmers at the show, and it was we put it up on Amazon. These guys, 800-pound gorilla is the
That's who did
Canaan's
Canaan's album.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They are starting to get into video, and they wanted to do something, so we got it up on Amazon Prime just recently, and it's so far so good.
That's awesome. Are people watching? How has the reaction been so far? Have you been like sort of seeing on your social media that people are
yeah
consuming?
I mean, it feels like the biggest thing that I've done. I don't think they got like real early numbers, and it was great, but we don't have we only had like 3 or 4 days of the first, so they're real happy with it. From the social media, it feels like it's bigger than any of the other stuff I've done. And
great, dude.
You know, everybody, getting really, really, really nice messages. And of course, there's always one or two.
Sure. You're not doing it right if you don't piss off a few people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad if you don't.
I was feeling so good about myself, and then I got this message on Facebook. It was like, I'm a farmer's wife, and I hate you for your joke about daylight savings time.
Oh my God. It's like, all right. If you're going to die on that hill, you might as well. Maybe you can die
maybe
on that hill.
She is going to die on that
hill. Glad to see you enjoying Facebook so much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it's for dummies to come out. But I will say this. You are, we said it at the top of the show, and we'll say it again. You are one of our favorite comics. And the proof is in the pudding. Randy and I walk around and do the Viking bit all the time. I swear to you, the fact that you let us do the bit with you makes us part of like your comedy.
You guys do it better than I do.
No, I'll never forget it because we know exactly where you're going with it. I remember like when we were at Moon Tower Comedy Festival and you did the, and we were calling the ping pong tournament, and Greg,
which is the greatest thing ever, so to see fun. You guys call that ping
just
pong tournament.
Hours
it's
of just
so
ping,
good
ping on pong action, and
it's so good.
And Greg played and he lost, and so we always interviewed the loser. And without even talking to you, this is why I love you, man. Without even talking to you, we started to ask, where are you going to go after the show? And he's like, I'm going down the bike. And we started going into the bit without, this is what I love. Non-verbally, we just started going into it. And it was like, we'd planned to do that all along. And it's beautiful, man. So
it almost helped me get over that. It was like the quarterfinals when I lost.
You went deep, but
it hurt.
Look, you can't just shake that off.
No.
All right. No. So let's help Greg Warren forget the pain of that loss at Moon Tower.
Yeah. If you have Amazon Prime, again, tell them the title of it so that people can watch it, and then just tell everybody about it. So
it's called Where the Field Corn Grows.
Field Corn Grows.
Or if you search Greg Warren, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon Prime. We all have Amazon Prime right now. That's how we're getting everything in our lives. Get the app, watch it. Watch him on your phone as you go to sleep. Watch it on your TV. Do whatever you want to do. But I know everyone out there is starved for new comedy. This will be the comedy that you turn to and makes you happy. Watch one of our favorites, okay? Where the Field Corn Grows, Greg Warren. Check it out, and let's get back to the end of this story.
First of all, there's a fun little, sometimes in these articles you get like a read more where they want to tell you about some other article that
absolutely
you can go look at. This is, I'll just read it as an aside. Here it is. It says, read more. Girl who stabbed best friend in back over fear she'd steal her boyfriend is spared jail. It's a right. literal so backstabbing.
She stabbed someone in the back because she feared that this woman was going to stab her in
the
back. It's
like a hardcore version of Jolene.
Yes, exactly.
All right, back into this. So we got Ian Bell, who couldn't get his KFC. They wouldn't serve him. Went over to McDonald's. No one gave a shit about him and his John horse.
Nope. So
they got like a salad shake or whatever it is.
So at the time, he's the bell end.
Yes.
That's my British rip on someone.
Quote, he added, this is Ian Bell. I think my treatment from KFC has been downright disgusting and discriminatory against people who use horse and carts. First of all, how many of you do you think there are?
Yeah.
Secondly, is it disgusting or just a policy?
It's a policy. Remember, you don't agree with the policy, and so you're now calling it discrimination.
Right. But you remember, I told the story when I was in Santa Cruz, and I needed food. It was too late. It was either Jack in Box or Taco Bell.
You tried to walk through the drive-thru.
No, I called ahead to see if they were actually open, and the guy was like, you can't walk through here, but if you get one of those little, like, somewhere between a motorbike and a bike, those like little jump bikes that they have.
Yeah.
He was like, to me, that counts, so you can come here. So Andrew Youngblood and I were in line at a Taco Bell for way too long and we're waiting to buy on a bike, essentially.
It's hilarious.
Taco Bell. And then people who weren't on bikes ended up asking us to order food for them. That turned into a whole
order. Oh, my God. Christ. It feels like you're buying beer for miners.
That's a business right there.
That is. It was.
$2 markup. I should have marked it up. Upsell it.
Mm-hmm. Uber Greets. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Ian, I mean, the whole thing, he just won't stop talking about KFC, yet he doesn't. It's kind of a shot at McDonald's.
Be happy with the one who loves you. Yeah. If you can't be with the one you love, eat with the one you're with.
Yes.
He says the horse and cart is a common way to get around where I'm from. Unless you're Amish, no, it's not.
No, it's not a common way. It maybe was a common way in the 1800s. Right.
Stop trying to bring it back.
Oh, even the Amish know you can't go through KFC.
I know.
Ian Bell argued that horse and carts were around long before motor cars. That's when someone tries to make a different argument. You're not just arguing about timeline. No one's debating you on that.
No one's arguing.
My dad does that, man. He takes a different tack. As soon as you back him into a corner, he's going to go with a different argument.
100%. And he still couldn't understand why he hadn't been allowed to order. If KFC came out and I was like, have you met Ian Bell? That's why we didn't serve him. I'd be like, I get it. We said it was about the horse. It's about Ian.
If your dad answered back that woman who was the wife of the farmer, like he would start a different thing. Well, did you know that Arizona doesn't have daylight savings?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
She's like, what? Yeah. I'm not even talking about that. Right. Well, look it up.
I don't think
you, yeah.
I don't think you respect another. Arizona. Hey.
Diamondbacks have gone to hell in the last couple of years. I don't.
Maybe it's
and they stole. He stole the team. I tell you. I hate that Bill Bidwell more than I. That son of a bitch.
We're like, wait a minute. How do we
get the Arizona Cardinals? That's not even the Diamondbacks.
The guy was greedy. I'll tell you that right now. The guy was greedy. I had season tickets.
That would
there.
Be great if somebody came into you with some bullshit complaint. And you just start another argument. You're like, you don't even like flying United. And they're like, what?
No, there you go.
Again. Yeah.
There you go, trying to change the subject and deny it.
KFC defended the manager's decision, insisting that the horse-drawn vehicles aren't allowed through drive-thrus because of the safety of its guests. A spokesman said, this is KFC not giving a shit now, too. Hold your horses, Carlisle. We're not looking to stir up trouble. And we're sorry for Ian and John's experience, but the safety of our guests is really important, so we can't allow horse-drawn vehicles in our driveway.
Why didn't they say horsing around?
Quit horsing
around. General horseplay?
Sit right there. We asked them to hoof it off the premises.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. Ian, who lives in the nearby town of Salah.
The main point of our argument.
He often takes John to Carlisle in a car and horse box before setting up the carriage and trotting around the street. He just wants to be in a parade.
Oh, that's right. So
that's all he wants. Yes. This guy is a show.
I think if any one of us went through that KFC in a horse, we'd get served.
I think it's Ian. He was a little too proud to be on that horse. He's more of a show pony than the horse.
Yeah. Ian said, going around in the horse and carriage is just something I like to do. It's also good training for John. We'll get out of here on this. How old do you think Ian Bell is?
Greg, you're our guest. You can go first. You can go in between.
What
me
do you
and
know
Jay.
About him? He'll put the horse in a little trailer. He'll go down to town. He likes a KFC, but he'll settle on a McDonald's.
How old do you think this guy is?
He has historical arguments that don't pertain to the time he's living in.
Man, you just put them over 70.
That might be it. You never know.
I think he's 72.
72. Wow. That's Jason amazing. Sklar. That's funny because I was thinking old too. I say 56.
56. Okay.
I think he's 38.
38 from Randy Sklar. I can tell you this. One of you is in the right decade.
Okay. That's
and it. One of you is 1 year off.
Okay.
So does anybody want to adjust up or down a year before stick with what you got and just say, I'm happy being there?
I'll go down a year, 55.
Okay.
I'll go up a year, 39.
All right.
71.
71. This is where we'll leave you, friends. What a fun mini today.
What a great show, Greg Warren.
Ian Bell. Ian, not going to eat at KFC Bell.
Jesus.
John, I hope you get a better owner in life someday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Ian is 55 years old.
And I made the right adjustment.
You made the right adjustment on that stuff. I felt it.
Okay.
He's got no excuses to be that age. And be that kind of
you
guy.
Should know so much better than that. That's only 6 years older than us, 7 years older than us. All right. The album is Where the Field Corn Grows. That's a special. It's on Amazon Prime. Greg Warren,
check it out. And then also, I believe, get our get tickets to see the live Dumb People Town
at sell out.
Nowhere Comedy Club on August 15th.
Oh, good.
That's Saturday night. We love that show. Dan just did a show there.
We headlined there. Have you headlined there for those guys?
I haven't done it yet. They were talking to me.
You should. You absolutely should do it. First of all, you will make money and it will be fun and you can hear the laughs. We are so excited to do a live Dumb People Town because if it works and it's good, this might be something we start doing on the regular because every show's different. You know, it's so fun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I could see that. I think that's a natural fit for that.
Yeah,
I
think it totally is. Especially in this day and age, it's perfect.
Yeah, so, and a lot of people are like, hey, you've never come to Bangor, Maine. Well, we probably won't be able to make it to Bangor, Maine, but we're coming to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can Nowhere Comedy
Clubs. Can watch us at Nowhere.
And that's the same with watching stand-up on Amazon Prime. So I'm going to go back again and say, watch Greg Warren's special.
Where the Field Corn
Grows.
I'll
go to Bangor, Maine.
You'll go there for a bit. All right, Greg Warren, thanks so much for doing it with us. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Stop and Avenue, a podcast network.